Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening and welcome to Breaking the Silence. I'm Greg Williams. I'm live from my home here in Houston, Texas, the absolute most beautiful place in the world to be. If you haven't been to Houston, I encourage you to come on down. You will be treated right and you will eat right. I guarantee you that. Great stuff here in Houston. It's just awesome to be part of a wonderful community like this and all of our outlying towns. Pearland and Sugarland, and there's just so many awesome towns out there, Alvin and Manville, that's just wonderful communities all the way around Houston, Texas. But welcome to the program tonight. I'll move my head just a little bit just to let you see what a beautiful sunset looks like here in Houston, Texas, over the Texas Medical Center. And I love this view. This is the reason I got this place, just because of that view right there. So I'll try to block that out. Although that's probably more, a lot better looking than this face. But welcome to the program tonight and welcome to live radio. We have our guest, looks like it's just joined us. Haven't had a chance to chat yet. This evening, but they are here, so we will bring our guest on just in a second. Want to let you know that our country, our state, and even our community is going through so many things right now, emotionally, traumatically, and we just want you to, if you could, if you believe in a higher power like the Lord Jesus Christ and God Himself, we ask that you pray for all of these families that have been affected. In our school shootings and in a family that lost their grandchildren and the grandfather and just so many things that's happening around the world, but really has hit Texas hard the last week or two. Tonight we're going to be talking about some subjects that may be triggering of you emotionally. So we just want to kind of warn you that up front. So that you can beware that if you need time to put it on silent or mute, feel free to do that. I have no idea because I don't have questions. I very rarely ever do. But our guest tonight has an array of different expertise, and we're going to bring her in. I see that she's here. I don't see her face yet. So if she wants to hit the audio on the camera, that would help us out. There she is. Okay, wonderful. I want to welcome to the program tonight who we call Erica Atkins. And I think she was born with that name, but we know her better as, are you ready? Write this down, Coach Love. And I want to break out into Love Boat. So exciting. And, you know, but I won't. I'll stop on that.
Oh, no, but keep singing. I like it.
Oh, Jack Jones will probably charge me for if I sing too much of that song. So I can't do that. But Erica Atkins, or Coach Love, is, as she's also known, is a career coach. And we're just going to talk about all the passion. And one of the things that I love about her bio is she has this one little statement that we have known for years, and a lot of people use this byline. It's not what you know in today's world, it's who you know. Mm-hmm. And she has totally taken that and transformed it. It's not only who you know, but in reality, who knows you. makes all the difference. We're going to talk about that. We're going to also talk about some things we're collaborating on and some things that she just wakes up every morning and is passionate about. A radio show talk host, and she's just a wonderful human being, and it is a joy to welcome Coach Love to Breaking the Silence tonight. Coach, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. I'm going to carry you around in my pocket. I love it. Keep talking. Don't stop. But you are so right. I'm absolutely passionate about really one thing. Everything I do boils down to this philosophy. Very simple. Love God and love people. That's it. That's everything that I'm doing. And then anything that I get myself involved in really just springboards off of that idea.
Well, isn't that so true, though? I mean, when we read the Bible and all that, and we believe it from cover to cover. Mm-hmm. And then I think some lawyers one day was trying to corner Jesus and said, hey, Jesus, we know you know all about this religious law and the Ten Commandments. What's the main commandment in that whole group? Mm-hmm. And he stopped and said exactly what they love God, love people. And that's so true. That's foundational truths right there for everybody.
100%. And it's wild. I'll just tell you how it happened to me, because I used to, when I was younger, look at people and I could tell when they had a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And it was strange to me for me to hear them say, well, I have a relationship with God. And I was thinking, well, how do you get that? And I pray and I don't feel like I have a relationship with God. And I would read the Bible and it would be all confusing and church would be boring except for the donuts. I'm like, goodness gracious. But at the same time, people of all ages, I would notice maybe they would just have a peace, a steadiness. And at first I thought maybe you had to be a certain age and it would come with age. But then I would notice my peers, you know, as young as 15, and they would just be really, really settled. And so I made a lot of external changes. I wanted to be good and I would do things right, but that didn't get me a relationship with God. And I will tell you, I caught it more than I was taught it. What happened is I began to be around people in great intimacy who had a relationship with God. And they would tell me stories of their journey and how God talked to them and how he helped them and how he came near when their heart was broken and how he lifted them up when it was time to shine. And all of a sudden, I found myself falling in love with their friend, and he became my friend. And the words in the Bible began to make sense to me, not in a way that I wanted to judge anyone else by them, but it became relational, and I began to hear his voice. Like, he really would talk to me and tell me to do things and to think about things and to consider his point of view. And as I fell in love with him, I fell in love with his people. And it was like over and over and over again, like a figure eight. So I would fall in love with him and I'd fall more in love with his people and I'd fall more in love with him. And you just get deeper and deeper into the whole affectionate relationship. I can't tell you that it's like that for everyone, but for me, having a relationship with God has been like falling in love.
That's great. That is great. What, because your bio is pretty thick, pretty deep.
Okay.
What is it that when you wake up tomorrow morning and your feet hit the floor as you get out of bed, you go, I want to accomplish this today. And if I do, it's going to be a good day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What is that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Connecting with someone in a meaningful way.
Okay. And how do you do that?
I will tell you, a big way of me connecting with people is listening and not judging and letting that person know that their heart was heard. And if they ask me for my opinion about what, you know, their life is about, not judging, making sure that that person feels human and accepted by God. Now, I'm not God, but as a person, we can either make someone feel valued and accepted by their life's journey, or we can make them feel demeaned, shamed, frustrated, heartbroken about their journey. And I get to hear some really tough stuff. Sometimes people admit that they've done something or they shouldn't have done something or they should have done something to me, and how it may have broken their heart or their situation. And I get to reflect back acceptance and humanity. I'm not washing away anything. What I am doing is talking to them about the next best steps forward.
Yeah.
You know, we all fall down. Winners get back up.
When you deal with people, because obviously you're this career coach that you have taught and brought up. Thousands, and we're not talking about, grocery bag workers, cashiers. Although there's nothing wrong with those occupations by any means, but medical professionals, highly trained professionals, highly educated people, and they call on you to be able to say, "What can I do to take it to the next level?" What's some of those things that breaks people out of? And I love this word. Mediocrity. What is it that breaks us out of that to excellence? What kind of wisdom do you have for people when it comes to careers?
Well, it really depends on what the issue is or the concern is. But the number one thing is to focus on self and improving one's own behavior and being solution oriented for yourself. I don't care who it is. So often people tell me what someone else is doing. And I'm like, And so then what did you do? And then they tell me something else that the other person did. And I say, okay, but what did you do? Because that's the behavior we can change. And that's the behavior we can develop and we can fix. I'll give you a really good example. And this is with my nurses. Okay. There is a nurse shortage right now, and I'm not trying to make a comparison or disparity between men and women, but because nursing is dominated by women, you would think that women make more money, right? Wrong. Men make more money in nursing. And so a lot of times I might get a woman complaining to me about how much she makes. And believing it's because she's a woman. Maybe it is, but most likely, particularly in that field, it's not. Question is, how many certifications have you taken? Are you willing to work night shifts? Okay. Are you doing the weekend differentials? Have you even asked for a raise? What things have you done to change this particular situation? And to be very honest, sometimes what people have done is complain and said, well, that guy over there, he hasn't even been here 2 years. I've been here for 5 and he's making more than me. But what has he done in those 2 years? I'm going to tell you what he did. He worked nights. He took on extra shifts. He has the shift differentials. And by the way, he got a few extra certification, and he went and asked his boss for a wet raise. Yeah. All of those things that it just kind of rattled off, those are the things he did. And that's how come now he makes $4 more an hour than you do. $1 more an hour is $2,080 per year. And that's without overtime. Okay. So if you're making $4 more than someone, that's almost $10,000 per year. And that looks very frustrating on paper to someone. And I'm, once again, I'm not even talking about overtime. Okay. Now, when you get ready to leave one job to the next particular job, and they say, well, what was your yearly salary? Right. And you write that down and you look to move up. Your next job is predicated on your previous job's salary. Okay. That's a big deal. If I give you a raise based off of your hourly amount and it's a percentage, obviously, if I give you a raise on $25 per hour versus $30 per hour, 10% of that is quite a bit higher. Yeah. So it's the idea that something's not fair. Well, let's look to see what you specifically and you can do. I am not saying that there's not a glass ceiling. What I am saying is there's a double glass. Yeah. The first glass is the one that you put up for yourself. And then the second one is the one that naturally exists. Let's deal with the one that you put up with yourself. And then we'll work on that second layer.
How much does mindset play in your job satisfaction, the enjoyment of going into the office or not? It seems like once people start getting a negative slant, I got to go to the office. It's so hard to crack that nut to get it turned back around to positivity. How much does mindset play?
It is huge, particularly with physicians. Some physicians have a savior complex and they start to feel really unappreciated. They start, you know, thinking about people almost as cogs and wheels. And because it's about billing, it's about the complaints and things, it gets to be really administrative, and they're not getting to practice medicine in the way that medicine is designed. They start having to, you know, think about, well, if I prescribe this medicine, is it going to be covered by this insurance? And so they're playing all these games, and that really wears down, you know, on them. And so, yeah, it's hugely about mindset. I think that physicians really need to, I don't want to say take a chill pill, but have time to think about things administratively. And if those things can be delegated, please do delegate them. And then have time to think about patient care and patient care only. It really depends on the hospital if they have that opportunity to do that, but it makes a difference in patient care, and it makes a difference in the quality of care for the outcome. Patient outcomes, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
It makes a difference in patient outcomes.
We're already up to our first break. We're going to take our first commercial break. 888-627-6008 if you want to get involved. But we're going to, Dr. Love, turn the corner on the other side of this commercial. I want to find out about your radio talk show, what you talk about, what the purpose of it is, what kind of guests you have on, how people can connect with that and listen in. And then we'll eventually get to that point of what do we have coming up real shortly that we want to really talk about, and everybody needs to get out a piece of paper and ink pen because they're going to write this stuff down. 888-627-6008 if you want to call into the wonderful people of BBS Radio, and they will connect you right into me and, most importantly, Coach Love. And we'll be right back after this first commercial. Hang with us. Finally coming very soon will be the release of my second book in the three-part trilogy, Overcoming the Darkness, The Roadmap to Hope. Now, this book will be an in-depth look at the many different facets and emotions that a person goes through when they're experiencing anxiety and trauma in their life, and they're simply searching for hope. And an exciting addition to this book will be a companion journal guide that will come along with it. Also, there's going to be something that I'm very excited about, the youth version of this book called When Dark Clouds Come. the Roadmap to Hope. And it's going to be an excellent tool and guide for teenagers dealing with stress in their lives. So stay tuned for the release date coming very, very soon for these exciting new resources. Now back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams on the BBS Radio Network. All righty, welcome back. We are here tonight live from Houston, Texas. And Coach Love, where are you located at?
I am located in good old St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, good night.
Yeah.
I was born and raised just right outside of St. Louis in Southern Illinois there. And matter of fact, one of the last jobs I had before I moved to Texas was in Chesterfield.
This
is right, a good shopping right there in Chesterfield. And then moved towards Columbia, Missouri. Uh-huh. And then came on down to Texas. So great. Okay, you're in St. Louis. Fantastic. My son lives right there. My middle son right there in the area of St. Louis. So that's great. Mm-hmm. He's a physician recruiter. How did we connect, number one? And then tell me about your radio program. I'm trying to figure out, how did we get in touch with each other? How do we run across and cross paths?
Well, first, I have to talk a little bit about good old St. Louis. And I want you to know that this is the place where the best barbecue lives. I'm sorry, Texas. I'm sorry.
Well,
the best barbecue lives here in St. Louis. I know y'all might not agree, but I'm just saying.
What restaurant are you talking about?
You know what? See, that's the deal. We have so many. We don't have to choose just one.
Okay, we'll have the challenge.
Challenge accepted. You know, this is a place where fun lives. We have the St. Louis Zoo. We have the art museums. We have Forest Park. And so it's just a really good place to be. Now, on to your other questions, now that we've settled in on how awesome St. Louis is. We met through ACES Matter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Adverse Childhood Experiences. Cindy Stanford owns that organization, and we were both doing some volunteer work for her, and that's how we met.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I'm on the board, the vice chair of that ACES Matter committee. Yeah, great, great organization. Great organization.
Amazing organization. I really love their work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think right now, I don't know of a time in our world where ACES matter more than what they do right now. I think everybody's understanding that we all have baggage. Uh-huh. Carrying, and we talked about that. I spoke at Arlington yesterday for about 3 hours, and all the people from Arlington that's on tonight, they said they were going to listen in. Welcome to the program this evening, but it was great being with them yesterday. We talked about the importance of what is going on in the world and how it's impacting not just those that have been traumatized in the past, but everybody. Nobody is without a hit with ACEs right now. We all have some type of mental issues that we need to deal with and talk with and work through.
I think, you know, it's not about being a victim. I don't want anyone to believe that I am signing people up to be victims. I am signing people up to be survivors and to stop hiding our head in the sand about what is going on. There are so many people who have an experience or maybe several experiences that they are simply in denial about. They don't talk about them, anywhere from having a relative that they simply visit in the back room or having a personal experience that they pretend to, you know, that never happened, or better yet, having someone who is prone to sexual molestation in the family, and we still allow that person to sit at Sunday dinner or Thanksgiving dinner with the children around. It's not about blaming or shaming, but it's about addressing the issues as they are and providing the proper protection for those who we are responsible for.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Well, I've listened to your program, but if you had to nutshell the purpose and the platform of your program, and if somebody wants to listen in on it, how would they get in touch with the name of it and what kind of guests do you have?
Good. Mm-hmm. So I have a wide variety of guests. The name of my program is Epic Understanding. It can be found at Coach Erica Love on multiple platforms, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn. If you type in Coach Erica with a K, Love, you'll be able to find me on whatever platform that you're looking for it on. That said, last Thursday, I had on the director of the film, The Hurt We Share. This particular film is an award-winning film, and it is about a young man who is experiencing a mental health breakdown. It's almost like the movie Crash, okay? So it's all these different perspectives drawn into one about this young man's period of mental health strain. So I had that director on, and of course we talked about lots of movies and my crush on Tom Hanks, but we really nailed down the idea of this mental health strain, which is actually how I met him because of what that movie is about. So I've had him on, and I had a young lady on who was shot 17 times by her boyfriend's lover. And we told her story, and this idea, which was heartbreaking, she still wanted to be with him, and she only broke up with him after she was shot, and he wanted her to be the same. Like he really wanted their sexual relationship to be the same. And he was fussing at her and screaming at her and being aggravated with her because she wasn't as sexually active. And she decided, I don't want you anymore.
Wow. So 17
times she was shot by her boyfriend's lover. And so but you know, some happy stuff. I had an Olympian on, I had a Grammy winner on, we had some fun. So I do talk about fun stuff. We had a show about kingdom couples and how couples who are committed to having biblical relationships solve their problems and the real kind of problems, not, you know, this fluffy stuff. So really what I'm all about is telling important stories that matter to us all. So our little tagline is Epic Understanding, Water Cooler Chat That Matters. So, yeah, I will tell the story of newsmakers, top-level professionals, and average Joes who are having a superhero experience, as long as it's a story that will be impactful for the audience.
Yeah, I like giving people the opportunity to share the hurt and the pain, but we always want to leave in that last segment with there's hope, there's victory, there's an opportunity for growth. And if you've experienced something terrible, don't give up. Hang in there, you know, and I think that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. You know what? What you just said reminded me of someone that I love. As a matter of fact, I have two stories that are very similar, but they're both about gentlemen who experienced time in prison and took that time and became magnificent. One of them was a former drug dealer, and instead of just doing nothing with his life when he got out of prison. He actually earned his doctorate and he's a therapist now.
Wow. Okay?
So he works in the medical field. And then another gentleman, he went to jail for tax evasion, and he also had a drug problem, but he went to jail for tax evasion. And then he got out and he started a $1 million trucking company, and he created, it's like a hot sauce, but it's something that you can put on everything. And he's working, he's in the process of getting ready to appear on Shark Tank. So I definitely handle those success X stories as well.
Am I on this week?
Yes, you are.
Is this coming Thursday night?
This coming Thursday night.
Right, well, good. Between now and then, I'll create a hot sauce.
Why not?
The best barbecue in the world.
Well, as long as you're bringing that to St. Louis, then we're all right. We are all right. You know, I'm sorry, Texans, but if you want to challenge me on that, challenge accepted. I'll be happy to taste what you fix.
Okay, we'll do. You haven't been to Papa's, but hey, we'll, or Goods. There's so many different places down here that do, anyway.
Well, you know what? I will tell you this. You have a restaurant in San Antonio, Texas. Is it called Pappy's? Nope. Maybe Pappy is it. But anyway, it was a very basic meal. It was chicken and mashed potatoes. I tasted it. I thought I was going to cry. I was like, oh my God. I've never had chicken this good. It was so juicy and so flavorful. I was like, what is this? And then I tasted the mashed potatoes. Best mashed potatoes I've ever had in my life. But it wasn't barbecue. So
Okay. I'll give you that. Well, that's great. But tell you what, I'm looking forward to Thursday night. We'll talk and we'll be on there and do that. And we do that live, right?
We're going to be live. Absolutely.
I love live. I mean, this goes into podcasts later on next week, but I love this where people can tap in, listen in, call in and write on Facebook here if they want to, or listen all the time. So I think that's the way to go because you never know what you're going to talk about. And I enjoy that. Now, there's one thing that I really want to get into, and we only have a few minutes to our last break, and then we'll really use the whole last segment on it, is this concept of men and what's happened to them and a conference, a gathering, a worldwide event, to be honest with you. Tell us all about that. If they want to find out more about that, how can they find out more about it? And we want to invite all the listeners to it and how to get in touch with. Just tell us, first of all, where did you come up with the idea? Why do you think the idea is important? And then what is the idea, how it came to fruition?
Oh, God. So I'm going to really fill up this segment. All right. It is the Global Positive Masculinity Campaign.
Wow.
And yes. And how did this come to me? It came to me from listening to my guests and hearing this brokenheartedness in the hearts of men. And it's this idea of they have to be tough. They can't cry. Their identity is boiled down to these things: protection, providing, and sexual prowess. I said, you can't be boiled down to those simple elements. You are much more than that. I'll ask you this question. What is your intrinsic value as a man beyond those three things? Sexual prowess, providing, and protecting. Can you tell me that answer?
For me?
Yeah.
Mine is to have purpose of helping other people. That's the only thing that keeps me going. I have to be honest with you. If I don't do this type of stuff, in my writings or talking, speakings and all that, that is where I finally came to light a couple of years ago, where I realized wow, God, that's why I was created for mm-hmm. that right there. And when I don't do that, it's like I'm starving. Mm-hmm. I can't catch air. Mm-hmm. I physically hurt when I can't help other people. And mm-hmm. so I don't think it falls into one of those, but it's a P. I guess it would be purpose. That's my purpose.
I would say that it's providing, and you are stuck in providing help.
I'll buy that.
And it's a good thing, okay? But it lacks, your answer lacks the part that makes you valuable for you. Hmm. Let me tell you some things that, because I've been around you, I find valuable for you. Your patience, your thoughtfulness, the way that you consider ideas and put them together. Your ability to be a visionary, your character and integrity and willingness to do the right thing, even when it's hard. These are things that are there with you, whether you ever help anybody or not. But I don't know necessarily if you see yourself that way, but those are things that are intrinsically valuable about you. And I think those are things that God might say about you, about his son, Gregory. He might say, oh, let me tell you about my son, Gregory. I'm so proud of him. He's such a kind man. He's such a thoughtful man. Let me tell you the things that he was thinking about the other day and how patient he was with this patient or that patient. God may say those things about you, and those things will be about your humanity, but it's not necessarily anything you might do for someone else. It just happens to be how you show up as you.
Yeah, you know, I guess when you ask somebody, hey, tell me about yourself, I always tell people what I do, not yeah. who I am. And there is a big difference, mm-hmm. Although you hope it goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. But when that gets separated in a man from where, hey, I'm only important, only have significance when I'm being a provider, when I'm having that prowess, when I'm, you know, all protecting. Mm-hmm. What happens when one or two of those elements disappear? Mm-hmm. Is there manhood? Is that what they think? That's how they feel?
Well, honestly, I believe that is what we're experiencing as a nation. And when I say in the world, period, men commit suicide to completion. I'm not saying they attempted more, but they actually follow through it at 20x of women. And this has been since the 1950s. Okay. So it's not a cry for help for them. It is a decision. I am no longer valuable and I'm leaving this earth. So that's huge. Women might attempt suicide, but it's more like a cry for help because of the ways that they choose to do it. They do it in ways that can be stopped. Okay? Men aren't doing that. And then men are also hurting other people. And this is not to say, oh, men are violent and scary. This is to say that men are hurting. And what do we know about that? Hurt people hurt other people.
Sure do.
And they're not realizing the value of humanity. It has been separated from masculinity. Masculinity has been morphed into aggression and manipulation by this idea of being an alpha male. When I can tell you most men, particularly most successful men, are leaders of a different kind. They're servant leaders. They're men with great consideration. They may be powerful, but they lead thoughtfully. And so we can't let this idea of being Rambo be permeated into what people believe manhood is. You know, strength, under control is really what leadership and masculinity is about, I would say.
That's good. Yeah. I tell you what, we're going to take our last commercial break. On the other side of this, Coach, I want to really talk about now this event that you're having. Who's going to be on it? Who can listen into it? What's some of the subjects that we're going to be covering? How can they get more information about that? If you want to get involved in the conversation, I'm looking. My son is running the Facebook page right now, all the way from Seattle, Washington. He's in the United States Army. I'm so proud of him. You can comment right here with him on that, or you can call in 888-627-6008. And you want to make sure you have a pen and paper, because we're going to tell you how to get in touch and get more information about this conference that's coming up very soon. We'll be right back after our last commercial break. Hang with us.
HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Is Jane Dwyer, and
welcome back, and appreciate you being with us tonight for Breaking the Silence. I'll tell you what, I the Amazon book that I just talked about, my first book, Shattered by the Darkness, I was on Amazon earlier, and I'm just kicking it up right now. You can buy that book for $2.59. It's on sale. I don't know. It's regularly $12.95. Amazon does these random sales that I know nothing about. But right now I notice it's $2.59. They're giving this thing away, literally. And you can get on there and order as many cases of it as you want. But anyway, thank you for buying that, and appreciate that. But we have Coach Erica, Coach Love, with us tonight, and she is speaking about the masculinity and manhood and some of the cracks in the facade of who we think we are as men. And so you came up with this concept because of the guests that you listened to, and you started listening to hearts. And that's what I think is awesome about you, is you say, hey, wait, this is a common thread that we're seeing throughout. So tell me what the idea is and what this conference is all about.
So on June 18th at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are going to have some just flat out powerful speakers coming in. One of them being you, right?
Yes, I'll be there.
I'm sorry?
I will be there.
Yes, one of them being you, and it's, we're going to cover some very deep issues. What makes a man, misplaced priorities, the aggression and male grievance in the workplace. We're going to cover the intimacy between men. What I mean by that is, in the East, a father and son can walk down the street holding hands. Men say, I love you, and they actually hug. And so they communicate acceptance with intimacy, versus in the West, male connection is more aggressive. Okay. We're going to talk about men's intrinsic value and how they can get through that. We're going to talk about men navigating themselves through what might have been a toxic relationship. So we will talk about that. We'll talk about male identity through the years and male insecurity. So as you can see, it's going to be just pow, 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 one after another. And the audience is going to get the opportunity to participate as well. You can go to CoachEricaLove.com. It's going to take you to the YouTube page, and you can just click and register for the event. It's the Men's Mental Health Summit. So you can click right there and register for the event, or you can just hit the reminder. So it'll remind you that it's your time. That said, if you actually register for the event, you'll have the opportunity to be selected to come on panel and ask my experts, my global experts, a question live. So not everybody will get that chance, but that's the only way to get considered, to ask them a direct question.
And how many speakers do you have?
There are eight speakers.
Eight speakers.
There are eight speakers.
How long does each speaker go?
So the format's set up like this, approximately 10 minutes per speaker. However, there will be a time of conversation. So we'll talk about the different subjects, and then we will have an open forum where you'll have an opportunity to comment on one of the other speakers, you know, what they had to say and what you had to say. So you'll have an opportunity to chat for the people who are in your segment. At the same time, you have to remember, we'll be live. So I don't know if you noticed, but there's a lot of commentary that just pops up when I go live. And so we'll have an opportunity to take the questions from the audience that are in writing. And like I said, if you register for the conference, you'll get the opportunity to be considered to come up on stage. So consider registering as if you are in the live studio audience, so to speak. And like Phil Donahue used to do, we'll run the mic. Yeah, we're running the mic over to you, and you get to verbalize your question just as you want in the moment. And maybe there's a little back and forth banter, versus if you're just typing and you're in the audience, someone is maybe reformatting your question for you, and then maybe you're not understood correctly. So they just answer what they thought you meant. And then you're going, well, that's not what I meant. And then if that's the answer, well, what about this? So there's no banter back and forth between you and the person that you asked a question to.
And these are to join in on this conference.
Say it again.
How much is the cost?
Oh, it's very expensive. It's your time.
Wow. So it's free.
Well, yeah, in a way, but I want your time. I want your intention, you know. I want your mindset. I want you to be focused, because I can tell you there is something quite invaluable that we're working on here, and it is the future of humanity. I don't look at this as a small thing at all. It is not okay that men are killing themselves across the world because they're in pain. And so if you love your sons, if you love your daughters, if you love your husbands, and you love your wives, if you care about our humanity, care about this issue, we are better together, and no man is an island. So if our men are hurting this bad, we have to give it the proper attention.
Yeah, this is going to be good. This is something that's laid heavy on my heart for a year or two. COVID kind of, we had a conference really for men that was scheduled to be here in Houston area that we was going to put together, and COVID came and we had to postpone it. But there needs to be places where men can get together, talk, share, and then have the opportunity to get the resources that they need to break through the wall and tear off the mask that we've been wearing for years. And this could be a great primer to kick off other things. Into other things.
I'll tell you that what do I want to see happen? I want to see more of what's happening. And it is this. I've seen some men's groups be initiated, and they're gathering for the purpose of supporting one another. I would love to see groups of 5 to 7 men come together for the purpose of simply being their brother's keeper, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And there are men doing this, but they're doing it as a form of manipulation. I don't know if you've heard of groups of something called incel, involuntarily celibate, or MGTOW, men going their own way. These, or even some other, I'm going to call them nefarious groups, but basically they offer brotherhood and acceptance, but it's in exchange for nefarious reasons. So the need is being recognized and it's being fulfilled, but it's not being filled in a positive way. It's being filled in a way that is hate filled.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Just think about it. What do gangs offer young men? What are they really offering them?
Yeah.
Acceptance. You're one of us. You're one of us. And so men often gather with the purpose of football and drinking and just things that don't help them develop their humanity. Okay. And then, unfortunately, when there is identity created in groups of men, sometimes it's with nefarious groups. I want men to be intentional about creating cells of guidance and acceptance and fulfillment that is simply focused on their own growth.
That's great. I tell you, this hour has flown by. We only have about a minute. Coach Love, What's the final thing that you want to share with us that before we go, that you want everybody that's listening in to say, hey, I want to make sure before we sign off that you catch this point? What would it be?
Love is the most excellent way. Love God and love people.
Fantastic. And you need to love yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's probably the toughest part in my life is loving myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You are the person you should begin to begin to love first.
Right.
Kind. You know, there was a phrase out there that says, be kind to one another. I'm going to say, be kind to yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Be gracious to yourself. Start treating yourself the way you think God wants you to be treated, as if you are his son or daughter.
Fantastic. I'll tell you what, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I can't wait to be on your program Thursday. Can't wait to be part of this men's event in a couple of weeks. And just real quick, one more time, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
They can just simply go to CoachEricaLove.com. That'll work.
Okay. Fantastic.
That's E-R-I-K-A.
E-R-I-K-A Love. CoachEricaLove.com. Thank you so much, Coach Love, for being with us tonight. It's awesome to be considered a friend of yours. And I'm looking forward to what we're going to be doing in the future here real soon.
And it's my great honor to spend time with you. And thank you so much. I appreciate your audience. You guys are amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. As we like to end every show every week, and I hope this doesn't get old or redundant, because the purpose of it is not just to repeat it. It's really to have you take a breath, lean in, and I really want to be honest with you here. No matter what you've gone through, no matter what you're going through right now, no matter what you're going to face tomorrow, there's hope. There's always, always hope. Reach down and dig for it, strive for it, and never give up on it, because it's there, and it's there just for you. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Breaking the Silence. Next week, we'll be live again, and you will not want to miss next week's show. It's going to be awesome, from the most awesome city in the country, Houston, Texas. God bless you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1. For the next episode of Breaking the Silence.